Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Snap good, hold good, kick good. What a night.
Al Michaels, or as we know him as Al. Hey, that's Al. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, Football Friday. Welcome back. With us now, the always entertaining Sam Paniatovich, host of Bet Sweats with Joe Ostrowski on the Bet MGM Network, weekday mornings, 9 to noon on the Odyssey app and the Bet 1520 here in Buffalo. Also, you can catch Sam Sunday mornings as well as Joe on separate shows leading up to the 1 p.m. Eastern kickoff slate. Sam, nice night?
Nice night for Chase Brown, for sure. That was nice. We hit that one, but only to be outdone by... I told Joe I was going on with Mr. Thursday Night today, and he said, which one, Mike or Bulldog? And I'm like, honestly, that's a fair point. You guys have dominated Thursday Night Football this year.
That's pretty much the case, although my, my balance doesn't look like his, I think. Like, I had Washington to score, and I felt like kind of a, you know, a chump watching the room segment yesterday, but that was Washington over yards. Which right. he had 2 yards, not I believe 27.
Well, I don't know, Sam. You tell me, and don't pull any punches. I suspect I know how Joe feels about this. Like, who's the chump? Like, I put in these 4 and 5 leg parlays every week. You know, on Sunday once, on Thursdays not every week. You know, we're 7 weeks into the season. It took until now for me to hit one.
Only takes one.
I made all my money back and then some, of course. I mean, I was only down a couple $100 on the whole process. But, you know, I'm a guy in flip-flops walking in to buy a lottery ticket.
Well.
You're doing it right, though, because you do it within your means. I'm not ever going to tell somebody not to bet $5, $10, $20 on a parlay. If you want to do that, if that's your prerogative, go for it. And Bulldog, I'll tell you this. I made a decent amount in the game last night. I didn't come near you. So, and I'm not going to put your business in the streets because that's not my job. But, I mean, when you hit one of these and you bet 20 to win a lot, it feels really good because it's very hard. I think that's why we do it. It's so difficult. But I will tell you one thing. I got so many texts last night. I had buddies back home in Chicago that were sending me slips, 8, 9, 10 legs, bing, 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 bing. Like, everybody hit their parlays last night, and that's really what it takes. It takes a 33-31 final score in a game totaled 44 because all the prices are massive. That was supposed to be a 24-20 game last night. When it goes Tops. Over that by that much and everybody does something, the books get crushed.
I mean, you can always tell a story. I have felt for a couple of years that with this Amazon investment – that we need to recalibrate what Thursday Night Football is. They, even the officials can have a hand in it in subtle ways where the matchups are way better than they used to be. They used to be right. Panned for how bad the matchups were. Now they're all good games, or at least rivalry games. And, you know, they're putting so much money into the league. They want good games. And one way or another, they're going to get them, I think. So they don't all have to be shootouts, and they're not. But I think gone are the days of using the fact that it's short rest to justify that teams won't be able to score, move the ball on Thursday nights. I mean, that's not what we're seeing anymore.
All the games have been close this season, too. I hadn't even thought about this, but let's wiggle. Let's talk about it. 24-20 Eagles over Cowboys. 27-18 Packers over Commanders. That one, I guess, wasn't that close. Bills-Dolphins, as you guys know, was close until the end. Cardinals-Seahawks landed on a field goal. Niners upset the Rams 26-23, and then you get the upset by the Giants on the 9th of October, the upset by the Bengals on the 16th. I guess all the games have been either exciting or close, or the dog is winning. There may be something there. I will say this, though. If you're going to take your parlay money from Thursday night, don't do it on the London game on Sunday, please, for the love of God.
Yeah, no. Different story.
Sam, I don't know how long it'll take, hopefully a really long time, for me to put that money back. That money got out of the account as soon as I woke up this morning. I don't let that amount of money sit in there and tempt me to do something stupid, because it's the weekend. So that's gone to the checking account. Or it's not there yet, but it's on the way.
You didn't put it all on Carolina Jets.
No. That's in the guitar fund. Don't lie. Don't lie, Bulldog. That went right to the guitar fund.
The half rule is useful here.
There is. I need one more. It's complicated. But yeah, no, you're right. The guitar fund is a real thing.
Half rule.
Yeah.
When you win whatever the amount is that's like it significant, whatever your number would be, half is for play, half isn't. That's what I think is best. But it's not my money. Sam Paniatovic on the West Her Hotline. Well, Sam, I mean, throughout this season so far, we're into week 7 now. You've been repping your Bills Super Bowl bet. I wonder how you feel about it at this point. Not necessarily so much in terms of what the prices are. It's just sort of what your confidence level is. I think it's interesting for fans maybe to ponder if they feel better or worse about the Bills' chances of winning it all than they did before the season started.
I don't feel great, but what's done is done. I can't change my bets. I felt really good about them the first 3-4 weeks, and now I feel bad about it. But at the end of the day, we still have a long way to go. I wish I maybe took some of your guys' advice when the Bills were going into that Sunday night game against the Patriots and New England was staring at us at 20-1 to win the division. And I'm like, nah, that ain't going to happen. And now it's a real conversation, although I am waiting for second-year quarterback Drake May to eventually stub his toe at some point, even though the schedule is relatively easy. Look, I think if your defense gets healthy, we have a different conversation. But the tackling has been worrisome. That said, I feel like this has happened to the Bills in October every year under McDermott, where they just play poorly in weeks 5, 6, 7, and then they figure it out. I believe they're still one of the best teams in the league, and it's not like their season is over. They're going to make the playoffs. I still think they win the division. I just need to see more on the defensive side of the ball, injuries or not. That's where I'm at this point.
I think New England, and you may have said it, I feel like this is maybe the consensus opinion about them right now, good enough to beat teams like the Bills. I mean, they look legit, maybe a likely playoff team, but they're probably going to be in close games. Can they win enough of them, even with an easy schedule? That's the thing. That's how I feel about the Patriots. I wouldn't mind beating them, but I doubt that they can just sort of rip off wins against the Titans and the Browns and anybody, the Jets twice, everybody else is waiting for them. I think they'll probably drop a couple of those games, which would give the Bills, you know, the opening that they will probably need.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I look at it this way, and don't tell a Patriots fan or a Bears fan this because they'll just come at you with pitchforks. Those two teams are still learning how to win. It's very difficult to just slap a 10-win or 11-win season on a young team that's still learning how to win. I said this in Chicago yesterday, and I almost got thrown off the radio. I'm like, yes, the Bears are 3-2. The Bears are also two plays away from being 1-4. Well, they won the game. Okay, chill out. It's not that big of a deal. But they blocked a field goal to win the game in Vegas, and then they got a fumble in the rain in Landover and kicked the field goal to win. They could be 1-4. Now, they're not. You give Ben Johnson, you give Mike Vrabel credit. It's just, it's very difficult when you put these overreactors on young teams because young teams generally don't handle pressure well. The Bills are a veteran team with a group that knows how to win games that matter. So I'm a little more optimistic. Maybe I shouldn't be, but it's not like I'm going to take my Bills Super Bowl bets and flush them down the toilet.
No reason to do that.
I mean, you mentioned the defense and needing to see more there, and Mike and I have talked about this really, you know, for on and off really the entire week. Go figure. They scored 20 points against the Patriots. They scored 14 against Atlanta. Like I need to see the offense show some life here. More than I think the defense will get some guys back from suspensions and otherwise injury, and you know it probably at best will be what it's been, which is you know you're gonna have to hang on tight when you play the Chiefs again. But I'm more worried about what I'm seeing on the offense because they just did not have an answer. Josh Allen and the Bills did not have an answer for a team blitzing them on Monday night. And the best quarterbacks in the league, which of course includes Josh Allen, are supposed to chew up and spit out the blitz. You want to blitz me? Bring it on. I'm going to torch you.
That's a very fair counter. I guess I'm just jaded by seeing Bijan Robinson go for 200 total right. yards of offense and Stephon Diggs for 150, right? Maybe they're both concerning. I'm not trying to dismiss what you're saying, but I mean, they couldn't cover Stephon Diggs and, yep. and they couldn't tackle Bijan Robinson. So I think it's certainly cause for concern, but let's reassess. Let's have this conversation again on November 30th when they go to Pittsburgh, pound the Steelers, and they have like, you know, four losses to that point. I think it'll be a fun season. It'll be a long ride. I don't have to tell Buffalo people that. Let's just keep our composure and hope for the best.
Sam Paniatovich with us on Bet Sweats. A regular feature is called Where's the Room, as in who are the public betting and why we shouldn't be doing that, pretty much as a rule. This week, you know, listening today, Sam, I felt like you guys were kind of stuck a little bit with Detroit as a popular public bet and maybe also Cleveland in Joe's case as another. How do you break ties here? Like if you have conviction on a game, maybe it's going to be game to game. You have conviction on a game, but then you find out that the public are really into the same side as you are. Do you necessarily bail? What do you do?
I'm not bailing on the Eagles. I look at a team that's getting Jalen Carter back. Quinyon Mitchell is a full participant at practice. That Eagles defense was quietly a little banged up in that game against the Giants. Another weird Thursday night game. They've been stewing over that game for 10 days now going into Minnesota, and Carson Wentz just doesn't scare me. Joe was bringing up the Carson Wentz revenge game today, and I'm like, seriously, really? We're going to have this conversation? So I'm on Philly. I laid a point. It's a popular bet. It's not going to keep me off it. I mean, we can't just completely fade the public, although those college football plays, when we do the room on Friday morning, college football, The room is 10-28-2 this year. That's horrendously bad. 10 wins in 40 games, that's bad. So when you're on a college room play, you abort mission. NFL, I'm not so scared.
So a couple college games that I've heard you guys talk about. One is Vanderbilt being favored against LSU, a long time since Vanderbilt has been favored in the SEC. The room is on who? I forget. LSU?
The room's on LSU, yeah. Well, LSU is getting points against Vanderbilt. So, I mean, that's a must bet if you're in the room because Vanderbilt stinks. I'm actually hearing that Garrett Nussmeier is not that healthy at LSU. So there are a couple quarterbacks this week. It's Nussmeier at LSU. It's also Cade Klubnik at Clemson. So that line moved 4 points yesterday from 9.5 to 5.5. The wise guys took SMU. Nobody thinks Klubnik is healthy, and there's this rumor that Garrett Nussmeier at LSU is not healthy. So that'd be a huge restriction on LSU. The other popular college bet is Ole Miss, which we've heard a couple times this week. People look at Ole Miss catching 7 points. They're 6-0. They haven't lost yet. Oh, and they're getting 7? Georgia might wipe them, boys. Might wipe them.
Right. How about the Notre Dame game? What do you see? Notre Dame-USC.
Yeah, I'm on Notre Dame. If you were going to ask me what my favorite bet is, I know we talk about this every week, I'd go Notre Dame. I'd lay it now, though, because I think we're going to get to 10 by game day. Notre Dame's quarterback is going to be a first-round pick because of his passing ability. And this team, if you haven't watched a lot of Notre Dame, they have revolutionized the way they play. They're not a power run team anymore. They throw the ball all over you. And USC has 2 injured backs. USC has an injured left tackle. It's a lot of pressure to put on USC's quarterback to kind of keep them in the game. I think the Trojans kind of hang around early, but the Irish knock them out late.
Our luck on Alabama, at least covering, ran out last week. They missed by, what, a half point, I think.
Missouri.
Right. And they've got, what do they got, Tennessee this weekend?
Yeah, Tennessee's catching 8.5. That feels big. I hate to say this to you. I push on Alabama. Ha, ha, ha. Nobody wants to hear that. You lost and I won. That felt like a really bad comment to make. Let me retract that from the record.
I don't.
Anyways, you got to get the best number. You got to lay 3.
Yep, right.
Win by 3. So Tennessee has 2 NFL receivers and an offense that is very up-tempo. As long as the quarterback protects the ball, they got receivers that can go down the field with Alabama. So that number feels a little bit high.
Lastly, Sam, anything on baseball today?
No, I'm done betting baseball. I retired.
All right.
I mean, go Jays in here.
I'm on to hockey.
Oh, you're on to hockey, right.
Dave Thompson hat trick tomorrow, plus 65-1.
So do.
Oh, can you imagine if you hit the parlay you hit Thursday and then hit the Tage Thompson parlay? That'd be unbelievable.
I'm on it. That number, they played, when did they play? Wednesday night?
Yeah.
At home. The Thompson hat trick was like unbelievably low, Sam. Like 35. Like I tweeted out, like I can't do it. This business model is not going to work. I need it to be, if I'm going to lose a bunch of times and make my money back, it needs to be like near 7,000 plus 7,000, which is around where it was last year. Usually between 6,000 and 7,000. I don't think it ever got higher than that. And 3,500 is like, what is happening? But it's right back up again today.
Well, so, they're playing Ottawa and their backup goalie.
Right,
and the Sabres did score 8 goals and he didn't have any of them. So somebody was playing it.
Yeah, I guess so.
To bring that down.
Yeah.
Quick glance at the schedule. Buffalo plays Florida tomorrow, so that would make sense.
Yes.
For it to be more expensive.
That's all right. I'm in.
Yeah. Well, it's so early in the day, maybe they won't be awake.
Right.
All right. Sam, always a pleasure. And thank you, by the way. I know I speak for Bulldog when saying this, for all the love you guys give us on your show.
Oh, it's mutual, boys. Thank you so much.
All right. Sam Panayotovich, Odyssey Betting Insider. The Bet 1520 for Bet Sweats Monday through Friday mornings from 9 to noon. Little fantasy talk with Adam Krautwurst coming up at 4. Big injuries at wide receiver this week. What can we do about it? And trying to figure out which quarterbacks to play or avoid, among other topics. I got away with Rodgers in one last night. Hated to do it. You hate to start Aaron Rodgers. What's the best that could happen? But he threw 4. Rodgers and Warren worked out as a tandem.
We had Flacco in our lineup.
That's amazing.
I claimed him yesterday, put all this
Flacco
FanDuel assets in, and like that's it. He's going in the fantasy lineup.
I mean, I shouldn't say we've all been there, but I have been there. It was not there last night. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, Football Friday on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.